we are going to have supernatural powers.
Melanin pigment, right?
Right.
It's so unbelievable, George. They're using it in computer chips now because it has an ability to transduce electrical energy. Can you imagine this? It has this incredible ability to hold on to and transduce and manipulate electrons, electronic energy, and photons, photonic energy.
Deuteronomy 7 and 6 says, "For you are a holy people unto the Lord your God. For the Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be," look at this, "his people, to be his treasured possession." It might not look like it right now to the rest of the world because of our lowly position in the world, but God loves us and God has chosen us, our people, out of all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Most High says that we are his treasured possession, that we are a holy people to the Lord our God. That's what the scripture says. The seals of revelations have been broken into heaven. The prophecies of destruction are on their way. Hailstones the size of watermelons are going to fall from the sky. An unquenchable fire the size of a football field are going to rain down from the firmaments. There will be nowhere to hide and there will be nowhere to run. No one will be able to escape the coming calamities on this world, but we are going to have supernatural powers. The book of Jubilee 2 and 19, "And he has said unto us, Behold, I will separate unto myself a people from amongst all the peoples, and I have chosen the seed of Jacob from amongst all that I have seen, and have written him down as my firstborn son, and have sanctified him unto myself forever," the scripture says. Forever means forever. There's nothing that you nor I can do for us to get outside of the will of God. God's will is set in stone. What he says will be, and look, what he says was, and it will be. Somebody help me. God's will stands forever. We are the true seed of Jacob. The whole book is about us. And notice that every time one of us, anytime, I know y'all seen it, Kyrie Irving, Kanye West, or any other person with major influence come out and come to the revelation that we are God's chosen people, and if they come out and say it, notice how the majority of America, literally, they kind of laugh at the thought of it. They kind of look at it like, what? How could the lowest among us, oh Lord help me, how could the lowest among us really be the highest among us, Romans 9 and 26, and in that very place where it was said to you that you are not my people, Lord help me, there you will be called children of the living God. We are going to have supernatural powers. We are going to have supernatural powers. Lord help me.
Ever marvel at the human body's hidden superpowers? Dark skin, a conductor of electricity. Melanin, the pigment responsible for dark skin, is a semiconductor. Imagine that. Your skin color could be likened to the silicon in your gadgets. But it doesn't end there. Melanin absorbs light and transforms it into heat energy, making it a photovoltaic substance. So, akin to solar panels, dark skin has the potential to convert sunlight into energy. In essence, dark skin isn't just a beautiful shade, it's a superpower, harnessing energy and conducting electricity.
Let them laugh now, but they gonna cry later. Remember Drake had that album titled Laugh Now, but you gonna cry later. Judgment is headed towards this world. The sword, the famine, and the plague is right around the corner. Remember, I have given y'all the first seal of conquer, the second seal of, oh Lord, of peace being taken from the earth. The third seal is inflation. Tell me you haven't seen inflation. The fourth seal is the sword, the famine, and the plague. The sword means war. World war. You see all the nations gathering for a world war. I just seen a video a minute ago about North Korea. You know about China with Taiwan. You know about Russia and Ukraine. You know about Israeli Israel, not the true Israelites, but Israeli Israel and Palestine. God help me, right? You hear of all the rumors of war. You hearing of wars and rumors of war. So the world war you see is about to occur. And it's obvious that a world war would create a famine. And then we already didn't see seen a plague before, and Joe Biden and many others has prophesied or predicted that another plague is coming. So during this same period, you're going to have a war, a world war, which is coming. You're going to have the famine, and you're going to have the plague. Oh my God. And you're going to have many people be killed by the wild beasts of the earth. This is Revelation 6. This is the fourth seal. That movie that Barack Obama produced, Leave the World Behind, I believe is psychologically programming us for the fourth seal that is coming very soon. But after the fourth seal, then you have the great earthquake. This is the sixth seal. So you got the fourth seal, then the fifth seal. We're not even going to go over the fifth seal because it happens in heaven. But then you got the sixth seal, which is the great earthquake. And also the sun is darkened and the moon is turned into blood. And then after this, we will be sealed. We will be revealed, the true saints of the Most High God, Revelation 7 and 9. And after this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And they were wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hand. This great multitude that comes out of every tribe, tongue, and nation. This is the great multitude that is supposed to be gathered from every tongue, tribe, and nation. This is the same great multitude of people, or at least the ancestors and descendants thereof, that were scattered to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Lord, help me. And they are going to be sealed along with the 144,000. And once we are sealed, we are going to be revealed to the world, because we are going to have supernatural powers.
We're able to fly, levitate, move the elements depending on what our astrological energy is. We're able to do supernatural things, but first we must get in tune with our natural self. First we must understand who our God is.
This is for real. This is what the preacher was talking about. Remember all them years the preacher was talking about? They're going to be treading on serpents, and they're going to be running and not growing weary, and they're going to be mounting on wings like eagles. This is what the preacher was talking about. See, they had the right idea about exactly what was going to be happening. They were just wrong about who was going to be happening to. We are going to have supernatural abilities. We are going to run and not grow weary. We are going to mount up on wings like eagles. Lord, help me preach this. This will give us the power to literally go out against our enemies, where one of us is going to chase 100 and two of us is going to chase 500, as the scripture says. We are literally going to be gods on earth, as Christ said, John 10 and 34. Jesus replied, "Is it not written in your law that I have said, ye are gods?" This is the true salvation for God's chosen people. Lord, help me.
All black people will be getting their superpowers. You've been waiting on that to come true. And every year, I'm here to remind you, as soon as my powers kick in, the moment, the second, I'm choosing violence.
This is the true restoration for the people of God. This is what true redemption looks like for a people that has been mistreated for 400 years, for a people that have been robbed of our land, for a people that have been robbed of our identities, for a people that have been robbed of our birthright. Revelations 3 and 9, look at this. God says, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come down and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee." This is why you never see me arguing with people about who God's chosen people really are. For the Lord Almighty will reveal who his people are in these days to come, and there will be no denying us. It is going to be divine. Something that this world has never seen before. Lord, help me. Supernatural. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. What it says, 1 Corinthians 15:51. Look at this. "Behold, I'm about to show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we are all going to be changed." Look at this. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. You hear his name on the news all day. Come on, somebody. In a moment. In a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, you can't turn on the news and don't hear it. Oh, God is trying to wake you up. It is time for you to come out of your slumber. It's going to happen quick. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to all just be going to the store and let me give me some groceries. And you know, we'll just be living regular life. And then in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you know, a blink, the world is going to change forever. Oh, my God, help me. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised. Look at this, incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. We are going to have supernatural powers. We are going to have supernatural abilities. We are going to have supernatural powers. We are going to be gods on earth. This is the true salvation for the people of God. The people he said he set apart as his own to call his firstborn son. If God calls you his son, then you're going to be like God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise your high holy name. We are so grateful. Most high Yah. Oh, we are so grateful. We are honored to be called your people. We know we don't deserve it. We know we don't deserve it. Please receive this message in Jesus' name, in the name of Christ, your name, Yeshua. Amen. Amen. Before I go, I want to thank everyone who continues to send their tithes and offering to leodunson.com/donate. And you can also send your tithes and offerings to Cash App Leo Dunson or Cash App Leo Dunson Ministries. I truly appreciate your generous gifts. And honestly, it is a confirmation of the call that God has placed on my life to be a recipient of your tithes and your offering. It is truly an honor. I pray that this message was edifying and that it was spirit moving into bringing you closer to the Most High Yah. In these last days, we are going to see some great and wonderful miracles. Lord, we thank you. Till next time, shalom, shalom.